Which one's worse of those three?
Well, one don't look like me. One swear me by bed. But now, all of them, the thing is, they break the sting off in you. Wasp break his sting off in you. Bee break his sting off in you. So do a yellow jacket.
How do you get them out?
Well, sometimes you can see them. You can break them off. You see a little thing, a little black thing there. You can take, take something and break them out. Sometimes don't go that deep. You can just take anything, knock them over. And sometimes you don't get them out.
How do your doctors stand?
Well, when I always got stung, I run and get me some kind of liniment or antiseptic. So best thing, if I always been out and somebody had some tobacco or something like that, I get some of that tobacco and put on there.
I heard that. They chew it up first?
Chew it up there and put it, you know, get a little in there and get it wet and take it on there. So that'll kill it poison quicker than anything.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. How do you get rid of the stunk of the skunk smell on your clothes?
I ain't no way of getting on the foot. I shot one out of my house out there one time. It's still in there for a while. I don't think nothing moved that kind of smell.
Mm-hmm. I heard somebody said you could bury the clothes.
Well, it said bury them. It said I'd take it out. It said bury him. It said he quit stinking. It said, oh, he'd take his sin out.
That's what I heard. I said that to somebody, and he said, well, I thought when you bury, I said, you know, you bury them, you leave them there 2 or 3 weeks, and you take them up. And he said, I thought you just left them there forever when you buried them.
They say, bam, they don't have to do that in 2 or 3 weeks. They have bam down 2 or 3 days. They take that sin out and see. But I ain't never tried it.
I didn't either, but I just was curious to know if that was, mm-hmm. if people over here said that same thing. I've never had tried it. Mm-hmm. There's an insect like a wasp that doesn't sting.
Horsefly? Black or wolf?
Uh-huh.
Day dog? Yeah, day dog sing, you ain't messing around with
him. Oh,
they will? Yeah, he sure will.
Now, the difference in him and a wasp is what?
Well, a wolf.
Do they make different kinds of
nests? Well, day dog make his nest out of mud. No, a wolf make it out of paper or something. I don't know what he make it on his side. I don't know.
But a
day dog build his out of mud.
And he will sing it.
Yes, ma'am, day dog. Didn't let nobody tell you when day dog won't sting.
Well, that's frightening.
You're stinging.
If you go walking in a field, you might come back with bites all around your ankles. You'd say, what insect bit you?
Well, sometimes be anything, be ticks and things like that.
Okay, not a tick, but a little teeny one.
Ain't flea? Ain't no flea, no, that's good.
That's all I'm looking for. Red?
Redbug? I think they done left this country.
They
have? I ain't seen a red bug in years.
And what about a chig?
Chink?
No, a chig. Chigger?
Snake?
No, a chigger. Hear of a chigger?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything. That's probably, I was saying if you know it was different from a red bug. I don't see any red bugs around here.
No.
What
do a chigger look like?
I don't know. I think some people say the same thing as a red bug. I don't know. But they say when they bite, you know, they make a real itchy bite. Is a red bug?
Red bug, you know, he get on you, he go on your skin, you know, make you have an itch and make a bump there.
Yeah, the real little tiny thing.
Little bit of red tiny thing, ain't bigger than a pinpoint, a red bug.
Mm.
But I haven't seen a red bug on you. Yeah. But two things I don't see here, just because some people say I got them though. Fleas and red bugs, I ain't been around my place in years.
Your dog doesn't pick up any fleas?
I don't see if we got a dog. I don't see no fleas on them.
Now,
I tell you what we do have.
What do you
ticks.
Have?
No, don't let one of them get on you.
How do you get them out after they bury their head?
Hey, you put, if you got something you can stand, put some salon in them or something and make him back out and you catch him over like that.
Make him back out?
Yeah, he'll back out. You put that on him, he'll back out.
You put it on him?
Put it on him. You know what I'm talking about? Put it on him, he'll back out. Get you a little something like a piece of cotton or something. Then I'll get a little on there. Keep a dabbing on him. Keep a dabbing on him.